Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Hello, listeners. This is Dr. Fiona Lovely of Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast, Making Hormones Make Sense. I thought I'd share with you this week a recent deep dive recording I did to follow up with an interview I gave for the Hormonal Harmony Summit with Kyron Ram. She asked me to speak on the subject of the taboos of menopause. And while she and I got to speak about some cool stuff, it was a brief interview, and I really left that interview feeling like there's so much more to say here. So I have, at the time, recorded a deeper dive into the subject of the taboos of menopause. And it's my pleasure today to share that recording with everyone who listens to my podcast now. So first, I'd like to welcome the new listeners from the Hormonal Harmony Summit. And if you haven't listened to the deeper dive audio, here it is for you. And once again, tell you that you can find me on Facebook, Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast page on Facebook. And if you want to know more about me, my website is drlovely.expert. I hope you enjoy this recording as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. Take care. Hello, listeners. This is Dr. Fiona Lovely, and I welcome you to this audio today. Both the members of the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, as available on your device, but also this as a bonus file, audio file, for those listeners of the Hormonal Harmony Summit that I recently was interviewed for by Kyron Ram. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, but you'd like to, you can actually go to the following link, http://hormonalharmonysummit.com. And if that's confusing, just type in hormonalharmonysummit.com/Dr. Fiona Lovely, and that will get you to the Hormonal Harmony Summit, which is chock full of awesome experts speaking on the topic of hormones and all related subjects. So again, if you find yourself listening to this audio after having listened to my interview with Kyron Ram, then welcome. And please subscribe to the podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play by putting in my name, Dr. Fiona Lovely. Okay, so when Kyron and I spoke, we had a very short amount of time to speak about the topic of menopause taboos. And really, when I left that interview that day, I thought, you know, I really have to do a deep dive here because there's so much to talk about. And the stuff that we're going to talk about is the kind of thing that can really affect the way a woman feels about herself and her femininity and her body for the second half of her life. So I think it's really important stuff. So first we're going to air it out and say these are the things that can be the taboo subjects of menopause, and then I'm going to give you some suggestions around each of those in case you're experiencing them to help you feel a little more comfortable. So there's essentially three areas that can give us troubles during perimenopause and beyond. And those areas are related to sex, related to the pelvis, and related to the brain. So let's talk about the pelvis first. Essentially two things primarily that are taboos of perimenopause and beyond. Number one is heavy bleeding, and number two is incontinence. So if we're speaking about heavy bleeding, what I'd like to say is that first things first, this tends to happen the older we get, the more babies that we've had. Okay, but also depending on the estrogen to progesterone ratio, something we call estrogen dominance. And if you haven't heard me speak on the topic of estrogen dominance, there is a podcast episode that does address that, and you can dive deeper with that. So also stress increases our monthly bleed, as well as fibroids or endometriosis or both. And sometimes it's all of those things. I certainly over the years have had patients tell me just what heavy bleeding entails for them. And it's no wonder that anemia, low iron, low hemoglobin, etc., are a big issue for women in this phase as well. It's not just about getting enough iron in the system. You have to make sure you have enough stomach acid. You have to make sure you take the supplements long enough. But also, the best thing is just to get regular iron through your food source. Okay, so treatments there. First thing I'm going to say is make sure you have your saliva tested for your hormones. Is your estrogen to progesterone ratio in an appropriate balance? Really, the only person who can tell you that is someone who has been trained in functional endocrinology or functional medicine or both. And looking at that estrogen to progesterone ratio, it should be like progesterone can be up to, some even say, 200 times higher than the amount of estrogen. That's how much stronger estrogen is than progesterone. So it really just depends on your age. Decrease your stress. It may be that you require a little bit of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy to balance the estrogen if nothing else works for you, and depending on whether or not you have access to a functional medicine practitioner. Also, something to consider is a lot of times the frustration of heavy bleeding and everything that comes along with it, shame, the inability to leave your house on those days, the mood issues that come with it, not to mention the massive inconvenience factor. Means that a woman, this is really when a woman will look at something like a hysterectomy. And what I will suggest for you is that you ask your medical practitioner to consider an endometrial ablation before a hysterectomy. And what that is it's a laser that burns off the lining of the uterus. Most women do not have a period again after they've had the laser ablation, and you get to keep all your girl goodies. I think that's always a better way to do things. Unfortunately, I've seen that one start to fall out of vogue for pharmaceuticals, specifically the Mirena IUD, which I cannot recommend more highly that you stay away from. More on that in other podcasts. So incontinence, which of course is the inability to hold in your bladder or your bowel, but typically we're talking about bladder for women in perimenopause. And usually what happens is this becomes an issue, the amount of babies you've had, whether you've gained and lost weight over and over again, or you are overweight at this point, or you've had a hysterectomy, and sometimes all of those things. So the pelvic sling, the floor of the pelvis, which is made up of muscles, can become lax over time. And actually, not just lax, but you can even have spasticity of it, which will cause it to dysfunction just as much as laxity. So what happens then is that you leak urine, basically, okay? What I'm going to say is sometimes there is a prolapse of the uterus, which means the cervix can actually be bulging out of the vaginal introitus or your vaginal opening, and that's a surgical fix. Just be aware of that. If you can actually feel your cervix emerging, then you should probably see your physician about that right away. Okay, so also estrogen imbalance can cause you to have troubles with your pelvic floor health, especially the older we get. So physiotherapy can do a great job for help to strengthen the pelvic floor muscles. I actually did a podcast on pelvic floor health that I think has more information around how you can help with those muscles of the pelvic floor. Please refer to that to go in detail. Have your hormones checked to see if estrogen is in fact the problem. And really just seek out someone in your community that can help you with that. Once your physician has said it's not a surgical thing, then look to see if there's a physiotherapist who works with pelvic floor for women. Okay, so let's go to brain. A few things. So first thing that can happen that is essentially one of the taboos of menopause, if you will, or the things that we don't like to talk about menopause, is insomnia. So blood sugar problems A cortisol flip, meaning that you're actually having cortisol go higher later in the day, which means that you will not be able to sleep with any kind of quality, which can be a result of adrenal fatigue, usually is, and sometimes thyroid dysfunction is involved in that too. So here's how you solve this. Smaller, more frequent meals. Go to bed earlier, have an all-protein snack, no carb at all in that protein snack right before you go to bed. So carbs and fats are fine. That'll help your blood sugar stay even throughout the night, or better stay even throughout the night. Make sure that you are, like I said, going to bed at an earlier time. The more bed time you get before midnight asleep actually helps you repay the debt that you've probably been building up since you were a youngster. No devices in the bedroom. Melatonin can help. There's different brands of melatonin out there. I'm not particularly married to any of them, but you can ask your provider to give you more specific information about which melatonin dosage is appropriate for you. Also, just practicing good sleep hygiene, room cool, the bed comfortable. You know, there's a number of different things that you can do around that. Again, there's podcasts about that as well, so you can certainly look into that if you need more information there. So you can have your adrenals tested. You should probably have your thyroid tested, and you should probably be checked for TPO, or thyroid autoimmunity. And you have to ask for that one specifically, usually with that's a blood test. With your GP, general practitioner, and that will be give you some information about why it is potentially you could have insomnia. So, memory issues, concentration, and focus. Wow, that one just goes right out the window the minute you start merging into a place where your hormones are fluctuating even more than usual. And as those hormones fluctuate, so can our ability to think and remember and focus. And that's a very, very common thing I hear about in my office. So really, the most important thing is you look to your diet. Do you have a bunch of crap food in your diet? If you do, tidy it up. Reduce your sugar intake. Again, get as much rest as you can. Doing good self-care. It turns out that perimenopause is one of those times where we really need to dive inside and really start to eliminate the things that are no longer working in our lives, okay? It turns out that when we get all of this stuff piled in our brain, of course we have a loss of ability to focus or concentrate or remember things, because there's just, you just can't, especially if it's stressful stuff. Oh, get it out. So eliminate foods that are problems, decrease your sugar, practice good sleep hygiene, and good self-care. So one of the other things that can happen with menopausal taboos with the brain is mood regulation. And I think as a woman, I know most women I know can relate to this. You know, we've been dealing with PMS and God knows what else for decades, but it's a totally different game in perimenopause and beyond, because you can really get into periods of anxiety and or depression, and very, very common. So likely a few things. Are your neurotransmitters out of sync? And that's the theory behind the SSRI class of antidepressant drugs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And the idea with them is that if you give more serotonin, someone's going to feel good. It's a pretty thin, there's not that many people that have neurotransmitters out of balance. Let me put it that way. Anyways, thyroid dysfunction and adrenal fatigue, those things work hand in hand because they can upregulate and downregulate each other in a way that really not many other gland brain situations in the body can do that. So make sure your thyroid is functioning well. Make sure you are not in a place of adrenal fatigue, or working towards making that better. It'll make a huge difference in terms of your mood regulation. So, you know, one of the other things that happens with mood regulation is that we're tired of the same old bullshit and we want change, but we're not sure how to get it. And I think that's a really simplistic way of saying this is the great unrest we feel at perimenopause. Just, it's sort of like the older or the adult version of the angsty teenager that's, you know, getting into their own hormonal fluctuations. So, you know, it's one of those things where you get called to the mat and you get to say, the rest of my life needs to look like this, which means I need to eliminate these things. And that can go a really, really long way to mood regulation. So good self-care helps with that. And also renegotiate the terms of your life for to be kinder to you. And quite often that means renegotiating the relationships that we've had for many, many years. And, you know, that can be sort of a tough part about perimenopause, depending on how good your relationship is. You may wish to do that, and you may wish to say, you know what, that's it, I'm drawing the line in the sand. So your sleep hygiene, your food intake, specifically foods that are healthy and heal the gut, your self-care regime, all of those things are super, super important to making sure the brain is functioning well. Also, make sure that you're taking an omega fat supplement every day, a vitamin D supplement every day, and probiotics. And again, your local practitioner can help you figure out which brand and dosage of those things is best for you. So the last area we're going to talk about is the sex taboos, which I think are the most interesting and probably the least talked about, because holy cow, is there a lot of shaming, and women shame each other like crazy around this. It's sort of like when your girlfriend says, well, how many times a week do you have sex? And she says, I have sex every 2 months. And the other one says, well, I have it twice a day. So like, you just never know, right? It's almost best to not, if you know you're going to compare yourself on one end to the other, just as I often say to my husband, don't ask the questions you don't want to hear the answers to. Okay, so our libido wanes during perimenopause and beyond, which means that we have less desire for sex, for sexual activity. And, you know, part of that's due to hormonal fluctuations. And, you know, really sex for pleasure, because now that procreation is off the table, requires you to really care for yourself enough to feel sexy and worthy of sexual pleasure, whether it's with yourself or with your partner or both. And a lot of us are just too freaking exhausted to do the self-care to feel sexy. So this is a really big topic for women right now, something that I'm calling the self-care revolution. So how can you start to take better care of yourself? And listen, I am not talking about, oh, you need to go on a diet and you need to go do a bunch of exercise. I'm saying you need to do the work to find a real deep appreciation and love for yourself, because when you do, you'll be interested in sex again. So as I said, the renegotiation of relationships at this point in a woman's life is so, so, so critical for libido and for staying sexy and juicy long term. Remember, when you're renegotiating relationships, you really need to think about the one you have with yourself. Okay, so sex, painful intercourse, and vaginal dryness, extremely common. And what can happen as we get farther into menopause and our estrogen levels start to drop, the vaginal tissues actually become quite fragile, and they do not secrete the same lubrication that we have in years previous. So a few things. Coconut oil works quite well as a vaginal personal lubricant. I think that's a much better choice than any of the synthetic, you know, bottles of lube that you can buy in the pharmacy. much better. It, of course, is solid at room temperature, but it doesn't stay solid for long. Let's put it that way. It melts at body temperature. So just make sure you've got enough there, and no double dipping in the container, okay? Make sure you have a separate container for the boudoir versus the kitchen. Again, renegotiating the relationships to include non-penetration. If your partner is male and penetration is a normal part of your sexual activity, then maybe the renegotiation includes other things, oral activities, more petting activities, more making out, massage, all of those things. The truth is, if you have a male partner, chances are if he's the same age as you or even older, he's not having the same quality of boners that he used to, nor is he probably feeling the same kind of libido that he used to. So, you know, it's, and I'm not talking about when you get the prescription and, you know, the Viagra and all of the Cialis and all of these things. I'm talking about when they're in a natural state. So really, it's almost a time where you get to renegotiate and make it more about the mutual pleasure of it rather than hammer it out until he has an orgasm, and maybe you do and maybe you don't. I just think the era of that just needs to be done anyways, but that's a whole other podcast. And as I've said, remember, be careful how you're talking to your girlfriends about this. If you've got a really honest and great relationship with your girlfriends and you can talk about it, do so. But if you think you're talking to somebody who is going to take the opportunity to sex shame you, don't bother. Really, because that's all we need. We have so much noise in our lives and in our heads. And, you know, we need less of that, not more. And we need more supportive people in our lives. So I hope this has given you more information than the original interview was able to get accomplished in a short amount of time. And I hope there's some real nuggets here for you. I can tell you how to contact me. If you have any further questions, you can go to my website, which is drlovely.expert. And you can also please go to our Facebook page, which is Not Your Mother's Menopause, Making Hormones Make Sense, podcast page on Facebook. And I think if you just type in Not Your Mother's Menopause, that one should come up for you. So I thank you very much for listening, and I hope you got something great out of today. Thank you. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.